This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Western intelligence officials are saying a preliminary assessment of the plane crash, which is believed to have killed Wagner mercenary group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, was not an accident. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The crash came 2 months after Yevgeny Prigozhin's Wagner group staged a short-lived uprising challenging Vladimir Putin.
It's likely Prigozhin was killed.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon would not say exactly how intelligence officials believe the plane went down.
The press reporting stating that there was some type of surface-to-air missile that took down the plane. We assess that information to be inaccurate.
One official says it's very likely Prigozhin was targeted for taking on Putin.
Prigozhin, я знал очень давно.
Who, in remarks carried on RURTR, called the Wagner chief a talented man who made serious mistakes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is heading Thursday to Atlanta, Georgia, to surrender on racketeering and conspiracy charges linked to his efforts to upend his 2020 re-election loss in the southern state. After flying from his golf resort in New Jersey, Trump will head to the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, where he'll be arrested and booked for an unprecedented fourth time in the last 5 months. After being fingerprinted and having a mugshot taken, he's expected to be released pending trial on $200,000 bond. His lawyers negotiated earlier this week with the Fulton County prosecutor, Fannie Willis. A steadily growing crowd of Trump supporters has gathered outside the jail throughout the day, some waving banners saying, "Trump won, save America." No previous U.S. president has been charged with a criminal offense, but Trump is now facing 91 charges and 4 indictments for his alleged actions before, during, and after his single-term presidency ended in 2021. This is VOA News. It's Independence Day in Ukraine, the second the nation has observed while under full-scale invasion by Russia. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program how the national holiday is being observed this year.
There are not much going on, of course, because due to security reasons, and just as we're talking, the air raid alarm is on, and people definitely do not want to risk too much. And there are a lot of people who actually stress out a bit because there is a belief within the society that Russia could probably prepare a big shelling on this day. So people are kind of, you know, trying to be on the safe side.
That's Anna Chernikova reporting from Kyiv. Firefighters are struggling against strong winds and hot, dry conditions to tame multiple wildfires ravaging Greece, including one in the country's northeast that officials say is the largest recorded in the European Union. The wildfires have left 20 people dead over the last week. Climate and Crisis Civil Protection Minister said arsonists were at work in some areas. Actors Union President Fran Drescher says there's been no new negotiations with movie and TV studios on a new contract, as actors have been on strike for 6 weeks. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zoraletta has more.
SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher says the union is getting the silent treatment from the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents major studios. Drescher says the contract dispute is at an inflection point.
I don't think anybody that's in charge at the AMPTP quite understands that this is not like any past negotiation.
The actors' demands include better pay and protections involving artificial intelligence. The studios have said their offer includes historic pay increases and an AI proposal that protects actors' likenesses. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
New research from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Protection shows that smoke from Canadian wildfires has led to a spike in asthma-associated U.S. emergency room visits. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
One study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows asthma-related ER visits were 17% higher than normal during 19 days of wildfire smoke that occurred between late April and early August. A second study released by the CDC that focused on New York State shows asthma-associated ER visits jumped 82% statewide on June 7th, the worst air quality day. Wildfire smoke has tiny particles that can embed deep in the lungs and cause severe problems for asthmatics. I'm Mike Hempen.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.